Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me every Tuesday and Friday to talk all about Bravo TV. On Tuesdays, I report on all the latest news stories happening in the off-screen lives of our favorite Bravo celebrities. And Friday bonus episodes range from One Season Wonder recaps, Bravo celebrity product reviews, book club discussions, very random deep dives, and so much more. Sit back, grab your drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell, and today's episode is blessed with Geneva and Justine from the Escape to Reality podcast, which is a show all about reality television, Bravo, and celeb gossip. They break down episodes of 90 Day Fiancé, tons of Bravo shows, Love After Lockup, and all messy reality television. Welcome to the show. I love a trio show. It's always one of my faves.
Oh, we're so happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So should I be watching Love After Lockup? I keep seeing people posting about it, but I'm also scared to get addicted to another network, another show.
It is our favorite reality show we watch.
Friday night is completely it's on a Friday night too, and it's something Friday to look night. Forward to.
Twitter is
my
lit.
Life is empty without it.
It's like it's everything that you want from reality TV to me, because it's like really people you never see. So the reason why I love reality TV is like it gives you little glimpses into these little subcultures of the world, right? So this is a subculture that like I knew nothing about, like jail dating. Like, I mean, we've had conversations with people from Love After Lockup where they told us about like a jail burrito they made with like all this fast food, and it's like this whole culture you know nothing about.
And then how women are just hustling men for tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It's phenomenal.
When they're in prison, they're hustling from the outside.
Yes. Inside, outside.
And they come out with nothing, but they're buying crack and stuff and keeping their habits. And the weight loss and weight gain of in and out is fascinating.
You gotta watch it. It's gold.
The way they hustle.
Now I'm like, how many seasons? And I've got a couple.
You know, it's only, I think it's only three.
Three or four. Yeah.
Yeah. No time.
Well, they have Life After Lockup, Love After Lockup. So you do follow the
By the time I'm on your guys' show, I'm going to have seen everything. And probably.
Oh, good. Yes.
I can't stop once I start. And like, I go to bed very early unless I'm like in a rabbit hole. Even like the Woody Allen thing, like one night I just like watched all four of them in a row.
Oh, God.
It's 2 a.m.
Like, good for you.
Nightmares. Yeah. But I wish there was 7 more episodes.
Yeah, no, that show disturbed. I like, so I watched stuff that Justine. Justine likes like happy bubbles of life and like can't deal with it.
I'm watching Superstore and yeah, I can't watch that. It makes me.
But I watched it. I was so disturbed by that. With the episode one of the Woody Allen thing, I'm like, I need a fucking break from the world. This is sick.
I mean, I need a knife to go stab him.
He could be on Love After Lockup in like 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He should never be let out. If he should be in the hole.
Yeah. In the shoe.
Yeah.
In the shoe. So, yeah. See, you already know the terminology. I watched that crap, and I didn't even know it.
I read Orange is the New Black and then watched the show. I remember like thinking I was like so cool. And I was like, oh wow, the rich white woman's perspective of jail. This is
Teresa Jen Shaw of it all.
You gotta get in it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we will get to the Jen Shaw of it all. But I guess, you know, another gorgeous little segue into a Love After Lockup situation. Sheree Whitfield from the Real Housewives of Atlanta had recently been posting pictures with her new beau, Tyrone Gillums. And if you guys are a true Real Housewives of Atlanta fans, you know they dated briefly about a decade ago. And then I guess like he found out the feds were coming to get him. And so he like cut ties with all of like the women in his life because he went to prison for wire fraud, which again, we will get to more wire fraud in this episode. This is like one big like infinity episode where like we just keep getting back to like the same things with all these people.
With fraud.
Sheree and Tyrone are together now. He's out of prison. He got out of prison because of COVID stuff. I think they were just like, all right, you seem to not be hurting anybody.
You're free.
That happens on Love After Lockup too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They do like COVID stuff.
Yeah, they did.
They let people free.
Mm-hmm. They let people out. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, of course, circumstances, people should definitely get out if they're not harmful, but like that's also wild. Like,
yeah, oh, then they get the ankle bracelet.
Ugh, the ankle bracelet.
Oh, I'm looking at him, I think.
Do you think I think she probably put money on the books for him, probably financially supported him this whole time, I bet.
Guaranteed. She was definitely giving money to the commissary so he could like drink a Red Bull here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's sending him money.
The basement's still not done because it's all in his pocket.
Well, that was one of the sadder things on the show where you would watch her build this mansion with, you know, no husband or children to live in it. And then like slowly but surely, you know, Kenya was on a mission to prove that she doesn't live there.
That?
Can't afford it.
Like, think of a house.
It's just like outrageous. And to not even like to start building it from complete scratch. Like there's no need to ever do that. The time, the money. Why do you need the stress? You should be making joggers and that's it. Not
it's a nice something about like Atlanta. High rise. And some of these housewives where they have this like desperation to like show money and like be something. And I feel like Sheree fell victim to that where like she could have been fine. Like you said, like she'd made joggers, fucking chilled on the house. She'd be in a completely different situation.
I would love a jogger set from her. Where the hell are they?
I think Sheree was a great housewife.
I miss her. She was always one of my favorite Atlanta housewives.
And why would they get rid of her?
I don't know. I mean, she also, yeah, like, at the time where they got rid of her, she was just like the bone collector. So she basically was just like spreading gossip, but not like doing anything really. And then she had this guy, Tyrone, who was like living in her cell phone and while he was in prison, and she wasn't really talking about him. And so I think at a certain point when housewives start like being like withholding information, important information in their own lives, it's like, we can't really go any further with this.
But she's such a star in the But then check me boo and she's
yeah
so
and
legendary.
I feel like they could have given her like a Marlo like role where she's like still there because like Marlo doesn't give you shit about her personal life, but she's been in like every season for the past like 10 years. They need something like that for sure.
But then she's obviously captivating and they waste our time with all these random people that you can't even remember their names.
I'm into these new ones though. LaToya, Drew, I'm not crazy about simply because I just hate her husband so much. Yeah. And it's just like so obvious that he
the weekend trip
went to Tampa. What was he doing in Tampa that he can't tell you about?
His dick in somebody else's lake.
Hello. Yeah, like it's really hard to watch her.
She obviously is okay with it because nobody doesn't. I mean, obviously, right?
I mean, it was like 3 days and she was like, "Where'd you stay?" And he's like,
he said the things you want to know are dumb. That's what he said in response to when she was like, "Where were you for the weekend?" It's like, the fuck?
Could you imagine?
Yeah, no. See, I
then
like
she should stick his head in the toilet, be like, "Where the fuck were you?"
I like Drew. I do not like Toya. I think Toya is messy and there for the show. But I think
I'm sorry, Megan. We're flip flopped on that one.
No, it's always good. But yeah, I like Toya. Drew, I'm not into. Ooh, because Toya, I think at least like brings a little something. Also, like Kenya, like has a serious crush on her, and I think Kenya got so upset that the women were with like Bolo and stuff because they kind of had the conversation that LaToya was with Bolo and Portia and oh my god, what is her name, Tanya. And so I feel like Kenya was just like jealous she didn't get to like be a part of the fun with them. It's like, you could have been, but you chose to just like sit outside with like a cup against the wall trying to like listen in on everything.
Yeah,
Kenya's nuts, and I don't see her. I think it is funny she won't dance for the room, but she was spreading her legs. I was surprised when she was dressed in that lingerie, getting so loose. You never really see that side of her, but
no, you don't.
She doesn't come off sexual to me.
Yeah, I've never really got that feeling.
I think
from
she's
her.
In love with that Mark, and she's really heartbroken or something. Geneva wants to push her off a cliff.
I'm not a Kenya fan.
I don't
I could take her or leave her, but
Yeah, I can kind of take her or leave her too. I kind of think it's one of those things where she like just really wanted it to work with Mark. So she would like do anything and put up with anything. But I don't really think she like loves anybody. Like, I don't think she knows how to love and to be loved. Like, we've seen all her relationships.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's a sad
way to put it. Yep.
It was, it's so depressing when she was on that bus and the mom didn't open the door for her and she put that on national television to get rejected like that. They could have just let it go after that. She's bringing the show down, I feel like. Do you think it's added drama or you like her?
I mean, I don't know. Like, it was so fun. All the ladies were like having so much fun hanging out with Bolo. Like, you don't go and like make a big scene after like the whole hookup. Like, also, like, they made such a big stink about like making sure all the cameras were down and making sure the microphones were down to purposely not have those things come out to fans and viewers.
Oh, I hate people like that. When you you're drunk having fun and then the next morning people are bringing up, it's like, I'm not inviting you again.
That's where they send the photos.
Yeah. She like doesn't ever want to feel like that whole situation to me is like she never wanted to feel left out and like she wasn't a part of it and it happened and they were cool and everybody had a good time. And for some reason, she just had to harp on it to the point where now it's ruining the entire season, in my opinion, because it's like, we got to get
just with the dumb room and stay home with Brooklyn. I don't know.
Even that, like, what is like one, like, poor Brooklyn is going to like watch this put in like 16 years. And she was like, wait, so there was a threesome with a stripper while I was upstairs waiting
with mommy.
Yeah, like, I'm waiting for milk for 45 minutes because my mom is a peeping Tom.
I know, that's not okay. I hate that. Like, bring your baby the milk. Yeah.
That also maybe says everything. You're just abandoning your newborn for an hour.
I loved Candy's reaction to that, too. I thought that was great. How do you feel about Candy, Megan?
I love Candy. I think she could do no wrong. She's smart, a good mom, beautiful, like, values her family, and also, like, is a freak. And you could tell, like, she's all about having fun and being freaky, but she also like is a professional and like removed herself from like the full Bolo situation. And like, you could see like, she is like very into it and is very like happy for the other women, but she knows like Kenya is like not gonna let go. And so if she like gives a little bit too much information, then Kenya will just like run with it.
Yeah.
She's not smart. She's not stupid. Yeah. No scrubs came up on the TV. I was watching music videos over the weekend and I wanted to be like to my kids, you know, who wrote this song? Some Candy, but no one was around. Nobody cares, but I feel proud of her.
Ed Sheeran Shape of You song. You know that song?
I'm in love with the shape. Yeah.
Make money.
I mean, good for her.
That mailbox money, as Shep would say.
Well, speaking of, I guess not making money. This is like making money and then lost money. Kim Richards, formerly from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, was writing a memoir called The Whole Truth, The Reality of It All, which was due in bookstores near you in October 2021. But supposedly her publishing company has decided to drop the book. We don't know why exactly, but they killed the book and they're letting Kim keep the $300,000 book advance. And about a year and a half ago, we talked on this show about how Kim was being sued by her ghostwriter for a whopping $10,000 because she wasn't paying the ghostwriter. Kim, where is the $300,000? Like, I feel like the publishing company just like feels bad at this point. They're like, all right, let's pretend none of this ever happened. Like, we can't.
What is she writing about? Book must have been boring.
I think it was like her emoji Instagram post when nobody knows what the hell is going on. She probably, the ghostwriter was probably like, listen, I don't even know what she's saying to me. How are we even going to write this?
She keeps talking about turtles and like,
rainbows. Yeah. Like, how are you going
to? I wish her the best, but I would never buy a book that she, I don't care.
Buy a book from her. Yeah. Like, because Kyle, Kathy drama, the crazy mom, Hollywood, like, she was all fucked up. She talked about being like, sexually assaulted in Hollywood. I feel like she's like a treasure trove of information.
Yeah.
Which actually could be like a huge liability for a publishing company. Like, she could have told like,
maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
And then they were like, okay, so we're going to have to go and fact check some of this.
How can she remember anything? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that too. Definitely.
I liked that show Kyle put on though, American Woman. I thought that was a fun show. Did you ever watch that?
I watched it when it was happening, but it was one of those things that like it happened so fast and I'm like,
You guys are actually watching decent TV. That's the garbage I'm watching as American woman and enjoying it. It's sad.
I think that there's not a housewife book. There's a I'll put it this way. There's only a few housewives books that I would be interested in reading that I think would be good. Like I read Erica Jane's book.
It's all bullshit, right?
I learned nothing about, and look at Erica Jane now. None of that was revealed.
Right.
You know?
Who's your number one that you would read, Geneva?
Oh, who has the most fascinating?
How about you, Megan?
Yeah.
I read a couple of them. I have like a book club on this show, and so we'll go through random books. I just read Kyle's book.
Was it good?
I like Kyle, but
no, it's pretty boring.
Okay,
he's like, yeah. My tips and tricks, I use Pantene for my hair. I'm like, awesome.
Who cares God, about your dumb
my
hair?
Listeners are gonna love hearing
set it on fire. God,
I honestly think like I would want to read Candy's book. I think Candy's book would be phenomenal. You'd learn about escape, you'd learn about the industry, you'd get like back news on different celebrities. Like, that's the kind of
they could turn that into a movie.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Porsche's book will be good.
Porsche, I would read a Porsche book. It's a great point.
I'm trying to think. I know Shep just came out with a book,
not reading it.
Released, and supposedly
good Kindle.
I mean, yeah, I'm not like, unless it's a free audiobook where he's not the one saying it, like that's the only way I'm going to ever get close to
that. We had Brian Moylan on who writes for Vulture.
Book.
Oh yeah, I love him.
And I pre-ordered it, so I'll give it a read. I haven't read a book in 100 years.
I try to, and then I'm immediately like, you know what I could do? Watch TV. Right? I'm like, you know what would be a lot easier? And I don't have to focus for shit.
So true. Oh God. I just can't believe that they let Kim keep the money. Like, what does that even mean? That's like not how contracts work. You don't just gift somebody $300,000.
Well, it must have been something. Yeah.
$300,000 is a lot of money.
Yes.
And I can't imagine a company letting someone keep the money, especially like, I think we saw like Real Housewives of New York when Carol was like writing her second or third book or something, and she like kept like missing the deadlines, and she helped like sent her her advance, and obviously like Carol's money is like very different than Kim Richards' money situation. But they were like,
afford a railing for her staircase.
If you don't, you know, do your job, you're gonna lose your money.
Right. That's Carol's how it works. That's how life works.
It must have been something that worked out in her favor, which seems like it always happens for Kim. The luck is on her side. She's still alive somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure. I know. I feel bad. I just like did a full rewatch of Beverly Hills, which is like why I'm so like knee deep in it. And parts of me
did. Like,
yeah, it's been like a very, very exhausting process.
Yeah, that was a heavy breath you took.
Yeah, I'm like, it's been.
Who
like-
did you hate from it? I forget, Geneva. What's her name? Taylor Armstrong. What do you think about Taylor Armstrong?
It's just, I felt like they shouldn't have had her on television. It was like really hard to watch.
Yeah, I mean, in the first season, I didn't like, obviously, like I didn't like mind her per se. Like she, like for like a $40,000 birthday party, and then her daughter cried the whole time.
Oh, the tea party.
It's karma.
With the cotton candy.
I love the photos where she's like on the table with her hands like this with a big top hat. He's like, oh, like you're like gonna have that in your house one day, like hanging up? Like, no. So
I feel it's uncomfortable to see her high school photos and then what she turned into. Like, it's just scary.
Yeah, she was like one of those drifters, though. Like I remember reading like articles a couple of years ago about how she like had changed her name a bunch of times and was married before and like kept really trying to like get the Beverly Hills lifestyle and then like, you know, finds a guy who clearly like just values how she looks and she just values his money. And he's just like, I'm going to literally beat you up because I hate you so much.
Oh, that was terrible.
It was like the worst thing to watch. And
Oh gosh.
To Kara this afternoon in the episode we were doing together. And we were talking about how, you know, memes that have become really major on from Bravo, whether it's like Gia Giudice is like first, like the waking up in the morning, like that was because her parents were like fighting so hard with her brother and like the Taylor cat, Taylor and Kyle and the cat thing. Like literally Taylor's like crying to her friend Camille about like her like exposing her husband's abuse. Like, and it's like,
a meme. That's sick.
Enough
on every meme page for like 3 years on t-shirts on I saw like a sweater like with a crocheted on it and I'm like, this is so backwards that like
one of the darkest housewife moments probably of all time. Yeah. God. Camille got such pleasure, it seemed, too.
Yeah. What do you think? It's interesting they got rid of Camille and never gave her the full housewife treatment again.
I feel like Camille was like deeply damaged after her first season when she was like on the cover of like Us Weekly and people were like, most hated housewife ever. She's like, comes back the next season. She's like, nice. And I'm a cool girl.
In that red dress with Kelsey Grammer. Wow, that was so real.
That was always like the hardest thing to watch when she's like talking in her testimonials and she's like, Kelsey asked for a divorce, but I still have to go. To make it like look like he's happy with his wife. I'm like, TBH, like,
oh my
who God. Knew you two were married? Like,
yeah, like, who
Grammer was like alone on the carpet, nobody care or realize.
Yeah, it's like not the cover of Us magazine if like if Grammer, Kelsey Grammer shows up solo to an event. Like,
out of anybody though, I'd take those Hawaii houses. She's got some nice real estate, doesn't she? Oh my
other than the one that burned down.
Oh right. Yeah, oh, that's true. Yeah.
Grab her stuff, kids.
No, that's
sick. That was like so dark. Yeah, that girl like couldn't catch a break. She's like, I have cancer and now my house is
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's just like, it's unfortunate, like living in California, that's a reality you have to deal with like every year. Like my house could burn down in the fall. That's just like the reality. It's terrible.
It's coming. Summer's over, kids.
Yeah. Like, fire season is real.
I know, like, but they were getting close to my house. I have like a bag still full of all of our documents and
yeah, you got
I'm the worst prepared person. Everything's going down in our house.
That's like such a scary reality that I don't even think about like living.
Yeah, it's like hurricanes. Where do you want to live? Oh, I guess I took a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we had a snowstorm here and there, but it's like, all right.
It's not taking your house out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just your soul and happiness.
Yeah. Right. Well, at least now, like, I work from home. And so, like, if it's raining or snowing or anything, like, I just don't leave. And
See, that's like, that has to be the future.
Weather ever again.
I don't know how you guys do it on the East Coast, like actually having to like live life in snow. I would just give up and be like you said, like, I'm not going anywhere. It's not happening.
Well, this year was great.
So bitter.
Previous years I have like, I mean, I work in media. So like everybody is like so sensitive. So if it's like, you know, 2 days before and they're like, it's going to snow 6 inches. Everyone's like, bundle up, go get all of your things. You're not coming into the office. We don't
get
want
the milk and water.
I'm like, you're right. I don't want to get hurt on the way.
Absolutely not.
God,
yeah, you gotta take it.
People are driving through black ice and
yeah,
rear-ending each other. Like, oh, that's okay.
And I'm skipping to the subway.
Right.
I know. I grew up in Rochester, New York, upstate, so it's miserable. It was miserable.
Oh yeah, up there it's like I can't eat. It must be so cold.
Ooh. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills and snow.
That's it.
Well, speaking of other books, Dorinda Medley from The Real Housewives of New York is also coming out with a new book. Supposedly this one is actually coming out on August 17th, 2021. Simon & Schuster is going to be releasing her first book called Make It Nice. Oh, shocker. And I guess she's basically saying she wants to give the audience the whole cake now. I want them to see a beginning, middle, and end. Not just the Dorinda they think they know. I want them to see me more as a woman and a mother and a wife and a widow and a business person and a daughter. I didn't write the book because I was a housewife. I wrote the book because I think after standing and living for so long and having so many incredible experiences in life, it was time for me to sit down and write. Will you guys be reading this? Do you have any interest in the slightest?
Did she write it? Does she have a ghostwriter?
I mean, she didn't write it. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but generally can say nobody on the Bravo network has the capacity to write a book, potentially other than Jeff, because he's kind of smart.
You're right. Okay. I would read it. I like Dorinda.
God bless you, Geneva.
I think after I just said I would never read one. I think Dorinda.
If it were free, maybe.
I wonder if she got the book deal, if it was in the works, or is this a grasping at straws?
Yeah, I guess I'm interested to hear the tone, like, because I loved Dorinda in moments. And like, we've talked to a lot of people about this who've come on and we've talked about it. She obviously became like a real bully to Tinsley and her drinking became an issue and like she kind of had to go. I hope she comes back. But I would be interested to hear the tone. Like, is she self-aware or is it like her and La La Land?
She should have made a
her Instagram book. Is a little troubling currently. Like, if you guys are looking at her Instagram, it's like she seems a little nutty.
She was like wearing a dress like in the middle of the street and she's like, sure. It's like, is that a sister thing?
I know. I don't know.
Doesn't seem like the same person.
Yeah. No, she seems real off. So I think if it's a little wacko and a little off, it could be entertaining. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you got a reading.
I'll report back
to me. Yeah.
Well, are you gonna read it, Megan?
Probably. I mean,
I hope she gets a lot of money from it. I'm happy for her.
I mean, people will buy it. Like, I have a friend who worked on Stassi's book, like when she was pre-cancellation. And
she made a lot of money. Yeah.
She made a ton of money. And it went to like a couple different rounds of printing, which is more than any of these other people can probably say for themselves. I mean, but hey, like,
hers is probably one of the most successful Bravo books out there.
I think it probably is. Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, because she can kind of cater to like lots of different people and lots of different demographics. Of course, now, like, things are very different for her. But yeah, like, I have her book and now I'm just like putting it at like the back of my bookshelf. I'm like,
yeah, like, I think they are different, but I think she's going to be right back in our faces in no time and no one's going to remember. Like,
yeah.
The forgetting is already, like, people, they are already over it.
The baby is what she
played it right. She did exactly what she needed to do to appear like she was contrite. She has a sweet little baby now, you know, she's playing it right.
I'm a mom now. It solved all my problems.
Exactly.
Give it a couple of years. I'll be right back.
You're not a mom, right, Megan?
No, God, no. Okay. Yeah.
So we are. So that's God bless you. Because it's like the fucking nightmare begins.
I mean, trust me, I have a dog for 2 weeks and I'm like,
right. Oh yeah. See, you know,
like today was like the first time I like truly raised my voice at her. I was like, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Mommy needs a break.
I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad. And she like looked at me and like knew something was the matter and like scurried like into the other room.
Think of the first time you do that with your toddler and then you know real guilt.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Charlotte crying in the closet on Sex and the City. You never feel that more until you probably feel that now. Crying in the pantry.
I don't know how you
never hire a hot nanny like that. God, no, but I don't know what she was
saying. Oh my God. Yeah. Charlotte's nanny was so hot. I mean, it was
with the boobs, with the slow mo boob bouncing up and down. That's all I remember from the whole movie. So cast right.
Well, we have to get to the meat and potatoes of today's episode. I wanted to bury the lead because what's happening in Salt Lake City right now is not really something you can talk about. Like, you can't talk about Kim Richards' book after you talk about Jen Shah's arrest. It's called Priorities. It's called Producing a Show Very Well. So, as everybody knows, if you're listening to this show, you are obviously obsessed with all things Bravo news. This week, shit popped off because Jen Shah from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City was arrested on Tuesday for various different types of fraudulent schemes. So I have a little, I'm like so bad when it comes to like shit like this. So the Manhattan U.S. attorney ended up saying that Jen Shah and her business partner, Stuart Smith, were allegedly generating and selling lead lists of innocent individuals for other members of their scheme to reportedly scam. So it seems like Jen and this dude were getting people's phone numbers through websites, through calling, and they were getting all their information and then selling that information to other people who were then scamming those innocent individuals for money on a monthly basis. And this has been going on for 9 years.
Listen,
Heather's wearing that blood money on her feet.
Right,
the little Nas X like the door,
and they didn't own the house and all that.
There's a ballsiness to the way she's acting post arrest to me that is fascinating.
A psychoticness,
wild. It's like she's out here reposting things, getting her hair done. Like, I don't understand it.
If you use the hashtag free Jen Shah, you should be locked up too. There's something wrong with you. There is no supporting her saying that she's in the right.
Yeah. So okay.
It's nuts.
This has been going on for 8 or 9 years. So it started the year after Coach Shah took the job with the football team.
Okay.
So I feel like she's probably at home, really bored. Someone she knew kind of like was cooking up this scheme. Cause I don't know if she would have the capacity to do it herself. They were cooking up this scheme and she was like, you know what? I'm kind of bored. The kids are young. Like, I have nothing to do. I would like some money. And so she started just kind of scamming with these people and, you know, started making money. They said it could have been close to $5 million worth of money. And
so look out for those Stuarts.
So they were scamming people mainly over 55 and over, which is ridiculous. And which is not surprising considering they're more of like a vulnerable group and easier to scam.
It's almost gotten me too.
I remember a couple of years ago, I had like a fake telemarketer call me, and they were like, the voicemail was like, "This is the IRS."
Oh, that's happened to me.
Right now, social security call.
I believed it. I'm like, "Oh no,
be over." And I remember like calling my parents and being like, "Oh my god, like everything is like gonna like they know everything about me, and like everything is wrong." And they took my social security. They're like, "What are you talking about? You're being scammed."
Listen, if you ever get somebody from the IRS on the phone, it's fake as fuck because no one ever answers.
Yeah.
If you ever try to call the IRS, it's like,
I know.
Yeah, that's happened to me too. It's like, yeah. So when you think about people over 55, like I think about grandparents, this has happened to, so being from San Diego, there's a scam they do where they'll call, this happened to my friend's grandmother, where they'll call and say like, listen, your grandson. And then they'll go, Bob, or like they offer the name, right? Cause they just say your grandson. They'll be like,
it's like Tyler, Mexico. The medium.
Yeah. He's in Mexico in jail. And he needs your help to get out. So if you send $1,000, we're going to get him out and bring him home. They'll be like, Chase. And then
he's a partier. I know he's down there.
Right. And then you never get it back. And that's it. And that's how they're doing it. It's sick.
And then you're shopping at fancy shoe shops.
There you go.
Oh my God. So, okay. So I actually heard a voicemail someone posted on some Instagram account.
I heard that too.
Like Jen's voice being like, hi there. I want to call to talk about your repayment options for your loan. Please call me back with.
It's her voice.
It's her voice so clearly.
Give me the account number and everything and la, la, la. And it really is her voice.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So Jen was booked on conspiracy to commit wire fraud in connection with telemarketing, conspiracy to commit money laundering. Both Jen and Stewart face a maximum sentence of 30 years for the wire fraud and an additional 20 years for the money laundering charges.
Damn.
And the problem, like, people are like, oh, it's just like Teresa. It's like, no, it's not just
it's not.
Teresa, we knew for 3-4 seasons. We knew her kids. We knew her parents. We knew her as a character, so you can empathize with her, and she was blindsided. Jen,
you can see how it could happen. Yeah.
Jen, we know for one season, and was clearly like the mastermind in this. Whereas Teresa, of course, like, you know, she had to know a little bit of what was going on, but I don't believe she knew the magnitude of her accent.
Right. She probably did just.
I always say, like, Teresa, like, stupidity is her veil of safety. You know what I mean? Like, she can hide behind it in life. So Jen is very calculating to me. And like, we watched this first season, like, Justine and I really wanted to like her because what we saw leading up to it, I'm like, oh, she's going to be great. This is going to be what we want, blah, 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 blah. And she just like was terrible. So I wasn't shocked. I mean, I was surprised, obviously, like shocking to see her get arrested.
Disappointed, let down that she was such a mental case the whole time.
It's wild.
Her poor husband just wanted to eat at Popeyes, you know? God, poor guy. Oh,
I mean, even that whole thing, like I felt like a lot of her aggression now makes sense. I thought at the time it was because like her father passed away and the husband was never home.
Yeah.
With the two kids and, you know, whatever. Like, I thought that was like what was causing her stress. But also now you see it, it's like, oh, so you're also are like a fucking scam artist. You know, you're putting yourself out there into the world as if like that's not going to put a spotlight on your finances, on your entire
life.
You know, and so of course you're gonna fly off the handle at any little thing because you're walking on eggshells in such a serious way. And I remember I did a Salt Lake City trailer recap like before the show came out, and I remember like going through things, and she kept saying on all her bios like, I own marketing companies, and I'm like, okay, well, I keep going to the websites and they just are like marketing, we do marketing for marketing companies, worldwide.
We market.
Yeah. And it's like, so what are you doing? Like, there was never any like true explanation of like what her job was. And I'm like, if you were a real businesswoman, you know, if you're Vicki Gunvalson, you could go to the Kodo website and get a quote.
Like, yeah,
it's a real business.
I know.
Yeah, this is not. Point.
Yeah. It's, yeah. It's,
I may lie about cancer, but I do sell life insurance.
Yeah. Right. There is a predatory nature to this specific crime to me that's like really sick, like
morally and it's just
morally
nuts.
You're morally corrupt, Jen Shah.
Yeah, like you're right. You're just, you're preying on the vulnerable and the weak.
It's sick.
It's disgusting.
And I love that meme somebody made of like
nothing's
Jen
wrong.
Jen Shah's calling me, or Jen Shah's helping me, or with the old lady in the walker.
Well, yeah, I mean,
well, I guess. They knew that she knew that people in the ring were getting taken down. So she knew, I guess, that people were coming for her, and she still went ahead with doing the show. And it sounds like she was going to be arrested joining the show or not, but maybe this is definitely going to put her in longer. I think
because there's way more so much proof. Footage they show. Right.
Also, I think like at a certain point, like the judge and like the courts need to like make a point out of someone. Like, I think that's kind of what they do with Joe Giudice. Like, of course, like he was a fraudster and was like living here illegally, but you know, like he was a big person for the public to see and
even the situation.
Yeah. Maybe I'm not going to do this because I might get really screwed over like that guy. And same with Teresa, where it's like, yeah, just because you're wealthy doesn't mean you're going to get out of this. Like, you're still a scam artist. And
yeah, I think it'll hurt her to be on the show because, again, it's a sign of like no remorse and like a complete lack of empathy.
And what she's doing after. Yeah. The Instagram, it's really whoever her lawyer is dumb to not keep her shutting up.
Right.
Keep her from click and send.
So on Tuesday, she was arrested. Technically, the ladies were actually filming for season 2. So it's still a little bit murky about what happened, but I guess they were filming because they were going to Colorado for a cash trip that morning. Jen all of a sudden had to leave and said it was because an emergency that her husband was having. 5 minutes later, a SWAT team and feds were looking for her at her house. The cast and the producers said she got a call and that her and had her aunt pick her up from where they had pulled over the cast fam. She lied to everyone and said her husband was in the hospital and that's why the aunt had to get her. And it was her husband who actually had called her to let her know she was being arrested and that the feds were looking for her at the house.
Oh, he got tipped off. I was wondering if she had like insider information, but it was because they were at the house looking.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to get in trouble for that.
I mean, who knows if he even knew what was going on? Because like in the beginning, I remember thinking like, wow, they have this great relationship. And the way he was talking about her, he was like, we met in biology and she was the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. And I love her and I love her. And then like, as like the season got on, I was like, wow, like he's a real voice of reason. He really like is like a human Xanax for her. And that's really nice. But then
the pep talks.
Pep talks. Like how do you have pep talks for like 9 years and you're all time also like scamming old people and you're profiting off of it as we pay $8.
I don't know. It'll be fascinating to find out what's happening. If they own the house and she's got all this money. I mean, maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he does. I don't know. I feel like maybe they're a lot more separated. I think he was throwing her a bone by being on the show, really. Because where did he go? He left and went somewhere. And she doesn't even bring it up. He did the same thing kind of as Ralph. I don't know if he went to work, but she doesn't even ask where he went. He just left with his backpack. He's gone. And then he's back crying. And that's probably why he wasn't at the funeral, or he was at one part of the funeral, or I don't know. It seems like maybe they were headed for a divorce and he was being nice to her. I don't know.
I think that's actually a really
good. He was a lawyer. He's not dumb. He can put together what the hell's going on. And maybe he was trying to get away from her and separate himself from her to protect himself so that he can be there for the kids. I feel bad for these kids.
You're going like a full circle.
I know. Now I'm like, oh my God.
You might be right, but I also, I think you think that that it's impossible for this to happen and not one person.
No, it's not impossible, but I think
it's possible. He had no idea, but I don't know. I just, she seems like,
if you don't own the house and you got all this money, wouldn't you be like, let's buy a house if we got all this money.
Right.
And then you don't even look at a tax return. I could see if he was always just a coach, which not saying they're intelligent, but he was a lawyer.
Right.
He's very intelligent.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really making any sense. So she obviously was renting her ski chalet. And I guess a couple months ago, Brandi Redman from the Dallas Housewives said on her podcast, like, I know one of the ladies on the Salt Lake City series is renting her house. I don't know who it is because I just don't know the cast, but my friend actually owns the house and is renting to one of them. So then obviously it was linked to Jen and the ski chalet. And she was like, is there any, she has a true way with the word. She's a poet. Is this what everyone is getting their G-string up their ass about because they're so fucking irrelevant? Is it because they wish they could afford to pay rent plus own 4 other homes and have an apartment in NYC? You want to come for me with your red hair and bullshit? Come harder, honey. You're about to get a taste of the Shaw Squad and I don't mess around, period. Like, that's just a lie. You don't own 4 homes and an apartment in NYC.
And again, this is the contrite person who was like, you know, it's just her tone is just so dickish. Maddening.
I mean, if everybody else, if all these interviewers, Andy, the entire world was wondering where she got her money, her husband's not wondering it.
Yeah, great point.
And like, even like these fake companies now she's starting where she's like,
I could see their marriage was
Jen Shaw Lashes,
dead.
3 marketing companies. It's like, you need 3 marketing companies.
Did she want to go to jail? It's like she wants to go to jail. It's really fascinating.
Wild.
I think she's just a narcissist too. Like, I think she's just so obsessed with herself. She's like, yep. I don't care what will happen. And she even tweeted a scene where it was like Teresa flipping the table and she was like, Teresa walked so I could run. It's like, yeah, both of you guys are going to be running in your orange jumpsuits, like around the outdoor track at the prison. But like,
Teresa's that's lovable.
And Teresa's story,
or Teresa empathizers, I guess we are called that. But
her story is not one that you want to emulate, right?
Like, you do? Yes, Megan's in the Teresa lover club.
This is the one person we all can agree on.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Geneva.
No, but I just mean like her journey is not one that you want to be like, oh, I want to be like Teresa. Like, both of her parents are dead. Her husband, their relationship is over. She went to jail. He went to jail. Like, this is not something
for daughters. Dad can't step foot in the United States probably ever again.
Come on. Like,
they're perfect.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God. I mean, it's
she's disappointing. I really thought she was going to be a great housewife. She was pretty, wearing that Joe Biden dress. We're like, yeah, we got a good one. Yeah. And we were so wrong.
And even last week or 2 weeks ago, there was like the leaking of the video and the audio footage where she's just like verbally assaulting her team, like who's working there. It's like,
even then I was like, yeah, Ramona does that all the time. I don't know why I let it go. I was, it's sick.
You're sick. Oh, Ramona and the help.
I mean, I'm psyched to see how this is going to play out on screen. So the other ladies were in the van that had pulled over. So at that time, it was Lisa, Whitney, and Heather were all in there. And so they have a very clear view of what the hell happened. Okay. So they ended up going to Vail and they were filming there. And there's a new girl on the cast named Jenny Nguyen. I can never pronounce that last name properly. And she was there too filming. And so I'm just like so excited for all of them to be like all cozy in a ski chalet, like drinking spiked hot cocos and talking about this arrest. And like, I think Meredith tipped off on Instagram or something and said she had an inkling that something was up when it came to Jen's financial situation. Mm.
Was Jen flashing her vagina code for she's a criminal? Right. I can't believe just glossed over that during the show.
Honestly, the only 2 vagina flashes we've ever had on Bravo were Erica Jean's vagina flash to PK and now Jen Shaw. And it's like 2 criminals. Have we seen Teresa's vagina?
No, but I feel like we've seen Sonia's.
No, I'm kidding.
Sonia's we've seen probably.
Yeah. Sonia's, I feel like
that doesn't count though, because she's just out here like wiling out.
Wow.
I think this saved Real Housewives of Salt Lake City season 2, in my opinion, because I don't know about you, how you felt about the season, but I wasn't super impressed. Like, I think people were dying for new Bravo content. So it was just like, oh my God, it's a new housewife. But I think it had issues. But I think this is going to be phenomenal. I can't wait to watch it.
If Jen would have just come back and been all crazy again, I was so sick of her by the end of it. It would have ruined it for me. I'm glad she's off.
She's just like annoying and aggressive. Like, I never really like that energy in a person where it's like, you can't have a conversation without like picking up your glass and smashing it. Like, in what world is that your first instinct when something isn't like going the way you want it to?
Yep.
Smashing glass? Like, You're at a party that you're paying for your husband. Like
a nice establishment like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice establishment.
Do you think, I wonder if the feds are even going to let them, I almost see that they're just going to say black screen on this date and they really will screw us over with it. Oh, and not the show the footage of them. Maybe they'll show them rolling up or.
So I guess, she got arrested on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, there was supposed to be like a Zoom hearing. But obviously, like Bravo fans fucking hacked the internet.
And that. That's great.
I used to get involved. Like I kept like going on Instagram, people being like, I got the link. And I'm like, I'm working. How is everybody on this Zoom?
I love people having the time to do this shit.
I'm like, okay. Fantastic. Like
Wendy Williams was on there, I guess.
No. Somebody was watching Wendy, I heard. Like, she was playing in the background. It wasn't actually Wendy Williams.
Oh, okay.
So the first.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. The first Zoom, I guess, so busy that Jed actually wasn't able to even attend it. And then the second day, she attended the Zoom, and so did a lot of other bloggers and Instagram people, whatever. And they basically said that, let's see, what's next? So during the April 2nd hearing, the judge set Shah's bail at $1 million and gave her 1 week to pay the required $250K to secure the bond in cash or property. So safe to say, she doesn't have cash or property, but she's probably like going to Buffalo Exchange and being like, can I get this Gucci sweater? They're like, it's $400 store credit or $8 in cash.
It's tainted, okay? We don't want it.
So they also requested for the courts to give them a 1 week extension. So now she has 2 weeks to get this $250K, which like, is she reaching out to like Meredith and Heather being like, hey gals, like, hey Mary, I know you scammed the people at your church and you potentially could be next. Can you leave me alone?
Crazy.
Hey Marks or whatever the hell his name is.
Hey,
those suits are really cute. Yeah,
Brooks,
any cash?
Marks,
Brooks.
I know we had our problems, but would you make a custom prison outfit for me, Brandon?
That would be pretty awesome.
My real question is like, it's 2021. How have the courts not figured out how to make a Zoom password protected? Like, what the frick are we doing? I learned that month two.
That's
of the
so
pandemic
true.
At work. Like, what are we doing? We just have an
why
open
are they making it such a
people
circus?
Just,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Also, like,
she's
how
getting off
is
on
getting
that.
Getting it? Like, I didn't understand. Well,
no,
why is this blogger on?
You know what? Probably.
Hearing.
Right. There has to be some kind of like database where they have the schedule and people are like sharks.
Yeah.
Detectives.
Or attorneys have to get in.
Yeah.
The amazing. Fact that it blew up the system is, I can't believe they're even using Zoom. Use freaking WebEx, pay for something.
Oh, I have a friend who's an attorney for the Social Security Administration. All of their hearings, they do over the phone because of this. So every hearing is like hours on the phone.
Are you hardlined? Yeah, right. That's crazy.
Wild hardline.
All I picture is 1950s women like with chewing gum and hello, operator. I love that. We'll go back to that.
Shaw's hearing, right?
So supposedly one of the people in Jen's Shaw squad was actually an undercover agent in there to kind of, I guess, spy on whatever the hell was going on in that ski chalet. And there was one person throughout the entire time she was filming in the house that had his face blurred out. So I'm wondering if that person was the undercover.
Wow.
Like
Miss Congeniality 3.0.
Love it. Love it.
Really
that's
hard
awesome.
Work here, clearly.
How do we get a job like that? That's the right? Dream gig right there. She is, she's very narcissistic, you're right, and stupid. I wonder how much time she'll get. Do you think she'll get off that easy? Or what's your prediction?
I don't know. I think she's definitely going to get some time. Maybe like
15?
Yeah, I don't think years. I think
months.
I don't know. They're
in an ankle bracelet like, situation?
It's just the beginning of finding stuff about her.
Like, yeah, I think it depends on what they find. If it's nine years of this behavior and they have like records and how much money she made, she could get some serious time. I hope.
And supposedly she's the ringleader, her and Stuart. They're the top
they're
dogs
the top of the
it.
Pyramid. Crazy.
And the pictures of her back in the day, she's just a normal housewife and she's transformed into this persona.
Wild.
I don't know.
She's like,
it's okay, not looking good for her.
I don't look anything like I did 8 years ago. Maybe they won't realize that I'm.
Yeah, maybe they won't know it's me.
Yeah.
Like on, I don't know if you watch Jersey Shore, but I was always fascinated that the situation said that his attorney told him I've never had someone get jail time for what you've done, and you got jail time. And
they make an example out of people on TV.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And especially her, who's, she's just spitting in their faces with all this Instagram stuff.
Yeah. So she like came out and got like a fresh hair press and like was writing, like her stylist was writing hashtags unarrested, hashtags priority, hashtag shot squad. Like, oh, dude, you think you're cool because you're hanging out with this fucking felon? Well, we'll never pay you for that hairstyle.
Yeah.
You're never getting, you're never seeing that money, brother. Maybe check Venmo, but it's just like,
now, we need interviews, a show with all of the people that worked for her.
Yes, all the
assistants. I wonder how much they knew, what they thought, how much, if they were getting paid, if anything. If it was a college credit Sonia situation.
Yeah, I want like a, I want an assistant show on Bravo where it's just Sonia's assistants and Jen Shaw's assistants telling us,
talking shit.
Can you imagine Ramona's assistants? Like, tell us what's going on. That's what I need. Fuck the NDA. Let's go.
Sure. Like, what's really happening? I mean, I don't want to know what happens in Sonia's house past 10 p.m. Like
I do.
I feel like that's
the
like
cameras roll. That's after dark.
That's OnlyFans.
Sonia after dark. I can't believe she doesn't start.
It's Big Brother at night. You pay extra for that. It's on Pop TV.
So
I wonder what Andy Cohen thinks though. Oh, that's the real. If you could get in his brain.
I think he's loving it.
Have you ever seen Andy Cohen in person and on the streets of New York?
Not in the one time. It was so bizarre. Like, I mean, this, I've been to Watch What Happens Live a couple times, so I've seen him there. And then like one time I was in the West Village and I was like, it was like a Sunday, I had nothing to do, and I was walking around and I was like, oh wait, like that's Andy's building. He always like would talk about the trash outside his building. And then I was like, all right, it's a little weird, but I'm like, if I feel like if I just like get a coffee and walk around for like an hour, like I'll see,
You'll see him.
And I did. I manifested. And he was on a phone call and he was walking Waka, and I first noticed Waka. So this is, I'm like, this dates me. But yeah, it was like pre-Ben. Yeah, I guess Ben wasn't around because Waka was. And I like saw the dog first and I looked up and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, I'm never in the West Village. I've never
do that too
actively. And it worked.
I love it.
Such That's awesome. I thought it was always, he seemed to really love that dog.
Oh, I know. And now like that I have a dog, I totally understand. But yeah, I get like if he's aggressive.
I think he was a nipper. Yeah.
Like,
and oh, Ben's so cute.
Oh my God. He's so cute. And I love his little outfits. Like, I feel like Andy's always putting him in like really cute things. Oh, I love it.
Seems to have a nice life. Yeah. Better. Yeah.
Not bad. So the judge has set the following conditions for Jen and Stewart. They must not commit any additional federal offenses. They must appear as required. No traveling outside of Utah, with the exception of New York City courts. No international travel, no contact with co-defendants, and no engagement in telemarketing. Mm. So Jen also was like,
no more telemarketing.
Yeah. They're like, don't do what you've been doing. And they're like, okay, maybe we'll stop.
I call telemarketing for lawn aeration, lawn care company. They're like, here's a mirror, smile in the mirror, because it translates in the phone call. Oh, such a nightmare.
They would say that to you like as...
Yeah, like if you're smiling, people can, they can really feel it on the phone. You'll make sales.
That's hilarious.
Like, this bird duck poop, if they put it out on your lawn and then it gets in there, the hell was going on? But
that's hilarious. You were part of the scheme. You didn't know it. You were calling like 55.
It was legit.
I'm kidding.
You know, lawn care people. Yeah, right. Oh, Geneva and I met at a company like that. It was legit, but it was sketchy.
It wasn't a Jen Shaw adjacent.
No, definitely not.
No, but it had a feeling of that, a little sprinkle of it. We got out. He's writing on the wall.
So the judge has set a trial date for October 18th, 2021, which you guys would have been the day Kim Richards' book was going to come out. So I told you this episode loops back.
Friendship.
It's synergy.
So, why wait so long? Let's get this rolling.
Right? Like they threw her in like so quickly up front. It's like, let's get this going. People are waiting. And I, you know what? They're going to probably finish filming in a month or two. And so I guess we'll probably see season three. I guess I'm thinking, yeah, like they'll probably start shooting season three earlier so that they can like be around in the court hearing time.
Yeah, maybe. Let's hope.
Fingers crossed.
I think they would keep her, or is she more like the Salahis, where for Teresa, they did have more invested in her, and it really, I guess, was more, I guess, from DC when they jumped the gates and stuff.
I think she's.
But then they ended the whole show, but I could see Bravo getting rid of her. Or do you think they keep her because she's really a criminal? It's not like a joke.
Yeah, I think that if she gets convicted, that she won't come back, because I think that's a pretty dirty crime. You know what I mean? Like, Teresa was supposedly pretty innocent.
Hopefully Housewives will be done by the jail time's over. Can you imagine 20 years from now? We didn't even talk about that. Like, how long is this going to go on
for? I'm like still doing this podcast. I'm like, I have six kids. They're all in college. We're still doing this.
Yeah. Tamara's such a bitch.
I just rewatched season three. It'll be like a new franchise. It'll be like the Real Housewives. of
Mars.
Exactly.
Mars. They just got off the rover, and the old rovers were so much nicer. I'm gonna push her out the bubble so she dies of lack of oxygen.
Man, you really thought this through. I'm impressed by how quickly that came to your mind.
Right. No, I don't know how that did, but yeah, I'm a loser.
Well, on that note, thank you both so much for coming on. Where can people find you, follow you, and listen to your awesome podcast?
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you for having us. You can listen to us anywhere you get your podcasts, Escaped Rally Podcast. So that is where you can find us, Apple, Spotify, all of those things. We're on Instagram at Escaped Rally Podcast and Twitter at Escape2Pod. And then we have a Patreon with a bunch of bonus stuff. We were just telling you we're doing Real Housewives of OC season three. We talk everything there. Floor Bama Shore.
Sister Wives.
Seeking Sister Wives. Love Floor Bama Shore.
I haven't watched it in like a season maybe, but oh my God.
Oh, you got to get back into it.
We should have you on to talk about that too.
Catch up and come on, because that show is like a hidden gem.
Oh, it is. If you guys aren't watching Floor Bama Shore, you're sleeping on a
it's all Geneva
cast. Love it.
She got us on
So Patreon, patreon.com/escaped rally podcast is where all of our bonus stuff is, and so those are all of the
and
things.
You'll hear Megan, she's gonna come on our podcast
Megan's coming on ours soon, so that'll be fun. Listen, we're excited.
I'm down. Hey, trust and believe, like I was saying before, like my ability to binge watch television is unparalleled.
There with you, my friend.
You guys want to talk Floor Bama? I can catch up.
I think you should. We should do it. That would be a blast.
All right, screw it. I'm like, don't get me wrong, I love talking about Bravo, but I want to talk about other shit too.
Let's do Floor Bama, because it'll be fun to get someone else's opinion for sure.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm so down. That's official. Thank you.
You have to pick who, just get ready, pick who you'd want to be in a relationship with. That's problem. I bore Geneva with my who's my boyfriend.
And who would be your best friend. We'll have a lot of questions for you, so it'll
okay
be
yeah time. I'm already thinking. I'm like, I think I'm like not into women, but I feel like I would want to date one of the women over the men.
Right Obviously you could like women too. Oh my God, I'm such a boomer.
No. I'm you're not a boomer, Jesus Christ.
The male,
I feel like it after watching OC. So I've
right
male or female. You, I would rather I would take Neil stuff. That's up on for the
Okay, we will talk about it here. Now I'm like, I've got to go back and do a full recap. I'm very busy tonight.
Or Amy. I want everybody. Yeah.
Thank you both again for coming on.
Thank you so much, Megan.
All righty, have a great night.
Bye.
Thanks so much for catching up with me, Megan O'Donnell, on this episode of Bravo Happy Hour. Until next time, be sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on all social media platforms, and feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com with any hot, juicy gossip or just to say what's up. Stay tuned on Tuesdays and Fridays for more episodes of Bravo Happy Hour, and if you're loving the show, head on over to Apple Podcasts and give me some love in the form of a 5-star review. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.